You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It is indeed, and this morning in the studio we've got Jack Robertson, who is a PhD candidate at the Faculty of Engineering here at the University of Auckland. We're talking a wee bit about the use of waste that comes out of medicinal cannabis. Morena, Jack, how are you?
Oh, g'day. Good, thank you. How are you going?
Good. It's great to have you in the studio. This is a very interesting world of research that you've been working in. Tell us a wee bit about what it is you're looking into at the moment.
Yes. No, we'll do. Just before I do, just want to say I'm a little bit sick at the moment, so apologies to any listeners.
The phlegm in the background.
Yeah,
excellent.
Yeah, so medicinal cannabis. The predominant part that is used for medicine and medicinal products, I'm sure everyone knows, is the flowers, or what's commonly referred to as the buds, which leads the majority of the plant, which is the stalks, the stems, the flowers, the roots, the bulbs, all of that is then taken to wait, then is transferred into as waste.
So that's quite like a involved process that, you know, with using medicinal cannabis, obviously it's something that we're slowly getting our head around as a country, but it's obviously a whole plant that is, you know, being processed for this.
Yeah, and it's only about 10% of the actual plant that is used, so there's a lot of waste that is generated from these products that are made. And one of the main issues with this waste is because it contains small amounts of cannabinoids, so mm-hmm. majority of cannabinoids are in the flowers,
right,
which is why we use those for our for making products and for medicinal use. So the rest of the plant has these trace amounts, which means which leads to this legislative issue where we can't exactly just throw
just
it in a bin.
No. Stick them in the compost. Yeah.
Yeah. So that kind of leads to this challenge, which is what we're looking into. And you could potentially get the cannabinoids from these parts of the plants, which is what I hear a lot of when I talk about my research with people. A lot of people ask, but it becomes one of them diminishing returns where the actual cost to extract it out would be less than the actual value that you would get from it.
I see. So this is interesting to me that this is coming under the framework of engineering. How does your research, I guess, work with the processing or the, I guess, extraction of these waste materials?
Yep. So I'm in the chemical and materials engineering.
Gotcha, bit of engineering. I was imagining, you know, trucks and things. So how does this all work out?
Yeah, so it's probably a bit misleading of the name chemical engineering. I like to more refer it as processing engineering.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people think we're like selectively creating these molecules, but that's not chemical engineering. It's more looking at the processing of things and large-scale manufacturing. So the team that I work with, or the research group that I'm in, is the WARI 3 group, which stands for the Waste Resource Recovery Research Team.
Nice.
Yep.
Snappy name.
Yes. And essentially what all of our research is on is waste recovery, as the name implies, and upscaling, or like creating, or valorization is kind of the main word that I would use.
So how are you valorizing this waste product at the moment? What is it actually being turned into, or what's the goal for the research that you're doing?
Yep, so I'm looking into hydrothermal processing. So we have a couple of projects in hydrothermal processing, and essentially what it is, it's like a pressure cooker. High temperature, high pressure, and it's just got a whole bunch of water in it. So there's no actual chemicals or anything like that.
Okay.
Yep. And at these elevated temperatures and pressures, we get to subcritical and supercritical water, and the properties of that of the water change, which allow these reactions to occur, where we get some transformation and converting organic waste into other products. So
I was going to say, so what are those products that you end up with?
Yep. So the main two I'm looking at is biofuels. So like biodiesel, biochar, potentially biogas, like methane. So looking at that, and also fertilizer. So creating a fertilizer from the plants. And the intention of that is to create the circle where we have our plants. The waste that's generated can either be turned into fertilizer for future harvests, or can be turned into energy, which can be used for like growing rooms and the UV light that will be powering those future harvests.
That's such a cool goal to have, this like circular process for it, make it sustainable, make it something that actually can be really waste minimal as much as possible. What a cool area of research.
Thank you. Yeah, and that's essentially what our all the projects in our team is essentially that, looking at sustainability, waste recovery. Sorry.
Powerful ringtone.
Sorry, I thought I turned off my phone. So looking into all of that. And the other aspect of my project as well is adding research to the hydrothermal processing area in academia, because one of the main downfalls of that is that there's not that much research into how it works.
So it's a bit of a two-hander there. You're working in that kind of medicinal cannabis, you know, space as well, but also in the thermal processing. Yeah, very interesting.
Yeah, solving this problem for medicinal cannabis and also just adding more research into the processing.
Awesome, love to see it. So great to chat with you this morning, Jack. Thanks for popping in to speak about your research.
That's no problems. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
I'd just like to shout out as well. Seed Barutian, so he's my supervisor. I have a lot of time for him, great guy. He's the one who spearheads a lot of these projects, and I believe it's Circuit is his is one of his ventures, where he brings in a lot of different companies with the university and just trying to get that collaboration of trying to get sustainability and waste recovery out there into industry.
So that's fantastic. Massive shout out to him. Hey, thank you so much for coming in, Jack. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. We will see you soon.
Thank you.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.